Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Self Enhancement Inc. Financial Empowerment Clinic on Saturday, May 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be opportunities to meet with a financial planner, pull and review your credit report with an expert, attend workshops on getting ready for college, budgeting for back to school, and more. Community resources will be available as well as food, raffle prizes, and kids' activities. The event is at Self Enhancement Inc., 4134 North Vancouver. More information on the Financial Empowerment Clinic, May 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, May 15th, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community station at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. And don't forget, we are at 90.7 FM and we are at kboo.fm because of you. People who call that number, 877-500-5266, to support this kind of programming, these voices that you hear every day that are part of your family, they're part of your routine, they're part of your world, they're part of how we go about building community. We'll be speaking later on the program with Mark Lakeman of City Repair on the Village Building Convergence 2014. But first, we've got a few headlines to go through, and also we do need to get back to the weather. It is membership drive in here, but outside in the greater world, in the real Cascadia, we have something called weather, and in fact, there are 9 enormous fires burning in the Los Angeles region right now. Winds from the high desert, very dry air, blows over the mountains and slams into Los Angeles, bringing with it all manner of destruction, wildfires. There also was a pipeline burst down there. And it was, okay, in an industrial area that mainstream media, by all reports, seems to think that that somehow makes it okay. But much of this heavy crude oil, if we don't know from the reports what type of oil was in the pipeline, but if you take 9 enormous wildfires plus pipelines carrying all kinds of volatile substances, liquefied natural gas, to name just one, oil, all kinds of things. One of those, if there's a spill or if a fire sweeps over one of those pipelines, the pipeline will cease to carry oil, but it'll start to carry fire. And depending on the network, the neural network, the pathways, the potential for the loss of human life is extraordinarily high. We would have to compare it to a warfare, or for that matter, a terrorist attack. But it is something that it appears that great minds have not troubled themselves with sufficiently in recent years. On the subject of neural networks, we have the specter of net neutrality's demise rearing up once again. As people start to realize what the demise of net neutrality would mean for them, they're beginning to get a little bit exercised. It takes a lot to bestir the American public, but when it comes to things like what if they're addicted to an obscure website or some obscure TV program? What if when net neutrality hits home? That's when there's going to be an outcry. Well, we've traced a few neural network paths this morning. We're going to speak with Mark Lakeman in just a moment. But first, a few headlines An Oregon State Police captain yesterday became only the second highest ranking official in the history of the agency to face criminal charges. And why? Jeff Lance of Albany is accused of using a state-issued, wait for it, gas card on six occasions. Wait a minute. Look at the excesses. Look at the brutality. We still have many of people listening to this broadcast right now still have scars to show that the police have exercised their right to use extreme violence against peaceful protesters. There are people all across our Cascadia, all across the country, in fact, who have experienced this. The level of violence against peaceful protesters has been extraordinary. And yet, this Oregon State Police captain is being singled out as the second highest ranking official in the history of the agency to face criminal charges for using a gas card to buy petrol for his own car. That's what it took. The value in each instance was less than $100. Lance faces six counts of first-degree official misconduct, a misdemeanor punishable by up to a year in jail, and six counts of third-degree theft, a misdemeanor punishable by 30 days in jail. Thus, a breathless report should we name it the Oregonian? And yet, the instances of police criminal misconduct and sheer brutality pile up, only to be rationalized away. Just ask the family of James Chassie what they think about this guy using a gas card to fill up his own tank. Yesterday, U.S. District Judge Michael McShane rejected an attempt by an anti-gay marriage group to intervene in the lawsuit seeking to overturn Oregon's ban on same-sex marriage. McShane's ruling raised expectations by gay marriage supporters that his next step will be to overturn the 2004 voter-approved constitutional amendment limiting marriage to one man and one woman. It is set to be overturned. The judge's decision to reject an attempt by the National Organization for Marriage to intervene the results of that leave all of the official parties in the case, including Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum, arguing that Oregon's prohibition violates the federal equal protection of rights of gay and lesbian couples seeking to marry. The fact that we have to fight this battle with so many other inappropriate reference here, but there are wildfires of political sorts burning all over the place. We have enormous fights to fight. This is indeed a civil rights issue that should never have come up in the first place. It's obvious that the state has no business in interfering in who gets to marry whom. But here we are fighting the fight anyway. And it is indeed a good fight. People attending a community forum on birth defects in Sunnyside in eastern Washington gathered last night. They had concerns that they needed to raise. It says, these are small, remote, rural communities. And very often their voices are not taken seriously their questions simply not addressed. Nonetheless, the people gathered to ask state health officials about possible causes of an unusual cluster of cases in eastern Washington of birth defects, including they are asking about nitrates in the water, that is from agribusiness, pesticide exposure. Tons, literally tons of pesticides, herbicides are dumped on these people's land, on their environment, on their habitat. They can't escape. They're not terribly wealthy people. They cannot pull up stakes and relocate. And indeed, they shouldn't have to. It's the responsibility of all of us to protect these people from companies that are far more concerned about profits and not people. The other question that was on people's minds at this forum, aside from the nitrates in the water, is pesticide exposure, diet. There is also the question of proximity to Hanford. Now we're seeing birth defects in a community close by Hanford. And we are still waiting to see what the contractors, Bechtel and so forth. I rang up Bechtel early this morning to see if they had any comment. And no comment was forthcoming. The streets of America become open-air asylums for the indigent mentally ill. And public transportation, which of course in Portland means TriMet, is basically triage on wheels. It's a place to go in winter that's warm, where a person can sleep for a few minutes in relative safety. It's a place that is TriMet, and for many Portland is a place to go. It's going places when there is no other place to go. And yet drivers have to fight tooth and nail for decent paying benefits. TriMet and the union that represents some 2,000 drivers, mechanics, and support staff once again headed towards hardball, winner-take-all binding arbitration. Arbitration may seem like a good idea, but when the results tie the hands of those involved in the arbitration, then not such a good idea. After 37 days of negotiations and two mediation sessions, it appears inevitable. Yesterday, TriMet declared an impasse in contract talks with the union. Someone has to step up and protect the drivers. What they do is more than just drive a bus in many cases. What happens when globalization, free trade, and climate collapse converge to destroy a region's culture, traditions, and economic base? When jobs and education are gone, fundamentalist religion surges in to fill the void, and groups like Nigeria's Boko Haram gain enormous power. They rule by sheer terror in a very large region. Travel in the region is difficult, except for groups like Boko Haram are able to move through dense jungle and through remote areas virtually undetected. Power and ignorance make it possible for nearly 300 female students to be abducted, brainwashed, forced into dubious religious convergence, and possibly sold into sexual slavery. We in the glorified West read about this latest atrocity just as we read about the Rwandan genocide and the 6 million plus killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the murder splurge taking place in the Central African Republic, and we sigh with relief because we believe that it can't happen here, but it can and it will. As jobs vanish, education becomes unaffordable except for the children of the 1%ers. If we do not do something about climate collapse and the gap between the uber wealthy and the rest. So last night, dozens of Portlanders gathered in Pioneer Courthouse Square to advocate for the release of the 276 Nigerian students held hostage by Boko Haram. We have weather to go through, but it is now time to go out to the membership room where friends, fellow volunteers, KBOO members are waiting to tell you more about why it is so critical to support programming of this kind. This is KBOO. It may seem small to you. It's huge. It's huge nationwide. This is a big, small radio station. Joining us this morning.
Hi, Chris. It's Lynn and Will.
Lynn, Will.
We are here morning to entreat you, to cajole you, to ask you to call 877-500-5266. We're here to tickle you about it. We don't care. We just want you to call 877-500-5266. It's the last few days of our membership drive. If you have somehow missed contributing, now is your chance. It's great to contribute for Air Cascadia and KBOO. That would be a wonderful way to help us get our it's $150 goal, very modest. That could be done with one phone call.
In this country, that's a small amount of money.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of money moving around in this country, and not that much of it is concentrated in our hands. But we do need some of it to keep this terrific radio station going.
And what number do they call to do
well,
that?
Well, I think the best number to call is 877-500-5266. Let me say that one more time. 877-500-5266. You can show your support for Chris Andre's terrific show. It's one show I particularly enjoy. It's like a cannonball of news and information, and I really, really do appreciate how much work she puts into it.
It's an hour's news in 15 minutes.
That's right. It definitely is. And you can grab the phone, pick up that phone, and punch in 877-500-5266 on this lovely, lovely Portland day, and you can make it happen. You can be part of your community. You can have a good sense of well-being because you've donated to keep this magnificent radio station going. It's huge in what it spans around the world, but it's small in its actual location.
Absolutely. And you know, for if you've been donating like $5 a month, $60 a year, you could just bump it up to $75 and
bump it up,
baby. And you can we have a partnership with Friends of Trees. They will plant a tree for you, and you get another thank you gift. You can get the News Junkie flash drive that
we
have.
How grateful can we be?
I know. It's a USB flash drive with more stuff than I can possibly name in this short amount of
Dick
time.
Dick Gregory's on there.
Absolutely. Tons and tons of people are on there. But first, you've got to call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And now I believe we're going to hear Flashpoints.
On Flashpoints, our national audience will hear a recent speech given in Berkeley by radical political economist Richard Wolff. I'm Ness Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. For our national audience today, we have a speech by radical economist Richard Wolff.
I'm going to try to answer two or three questions that I think bring together what a large number of listeners to my radio program, including